The Gospel of Matthew, chapter 18. Who is the greatest? Scandals. At that time, the disciples came to Jesus and asked him, "Who is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven?" Jesus called a little child, set the child in the midst of the disciples, and said, "I assure you that unless you change and become like little children, you cannot enter the kingdom of heaven. Whoever becomes humble like this child is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven. And whoever receives such a child in my name receives me. If any of you should cause one of these little ones who believe in me to stumble and fall, it would be better for him to be thrown into the depths of the sea with a great millstone around his neck. Woe to the world because of so many scandals. Scandals necessarily come, but woe to the one who causes a scandal. If your hand or foot causes you to sin, cut it off and throw it away. It is better for you to enter life without a hand or a foot than to be thrown into eternal fire with two hands and two feet. And if your eye causes you to sin, tear it out and throw it away. It is better for you to enter life with one eye than to be thrown into the fire of hell with two eyes. See that you do not despise any of these little ones, for I tell you, their angels in heaven continually see the face of my heavenly Father. The Son of Man has come to save the lost." What do you think of this? If someone has 100 sheep and one of them strays, won't he leave the 99 on the hillside and go to look for the stray one? And I tell you, when he finds it, he is more pleased about it than about the 99 that did not go astray. It is the same with your heavenly Father. Your Father in heaven doesn't want even one of these little ones to perish. Living together in the church. If your brother has sinned against you, go and point out the fault to him when the two of you are alone. And if he listens to you, you have won back your brother. If he doesn't listen to you, take with you one or two others, so that the case may be decided by the evidence of two or three witnesses. And if he refuses to listen to them, tell it to the assembled church. But if he does not listen to the church, then regard him as a pagan or a tax collector. I say to you, whatever you bind on earth, heaven will keep bound. And whatever you unbind on earth, heaven will keep unbound. In like manner, I say to you, if on earth two of you agree in asking for anything, it will be granted to you by my heavenly Father. For where two or three are gathered in my name, I am there among them. Then Peter asked him, "Lord, how many times must I forgive the offenses of my brother or sister? 7 times? Jesus answered, "No, not 7 times, but 77 times. The Unmerciful Servant. This story throws light on the kingdom of heaven. A king decided to settle accounts with his servants. Among the first of them was one who owed him 10,000 pieces of gold. As the man could not repay the debt, the king commanded that he be sold as a slave, with his wife, his children, and all his goods as repayment. The servant threw himself at the feet of the king and said, "Give me time, and I will pay you back everything." The king took pity on him, and not only set him free, but even cancelled his debt. When this servant left the king's presence, he met one of his fellow servants, who owed him 100 pieces of silver. He grabbed him by the throat and almost choked him, shouting, "Pay me what you owe." His fellow servant threw himself at his feet and begged him, "Give me time, and I will pay everything." But the other did not agree and sent him to prison until he had paid all his debt. Now the servants of the king saw what had happened. They were extremely upset, and so they went and reported everything to their lord. Then the lord summoned his servant and said, "Wicked servant, I forgave you all that you owed me when you begged me to do so. Weren't you bound to have pity on your fellow servant, as I had pity on you?" The lord was now angry. He handed the wicked servant over to be punished until he had paid the whole debt. Jesus added, "So will my heavenly Father do with you, unless you sincerely forgive your brothers and sisters."